This is People Every Day. Coming up,
she was a rock.
Inside People's exclusive interview with Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi. Plus, Britney Spears speaks out. Shia LaBeouf seeks help amidst abuse allegations. And Kim Kardashian defends daughter North. It's February 10th. Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is People Every Day, presented by Macy's. I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein, here to tip you off and take you through some of the top entertainment stories out right now. Later on, I get all sentimental with my colleague, Julie Jordan, about People's big love issue that hit stands this week. And we get into her exclusive interview with Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi DeGeneres. So stick around for that. But first, People.com editorial director Charlotte Triggs is with me to talk through what's going on out there in Celebrityville. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Janine. Thanks for having me again.
No problem. How are you feeling on this midway point through the week?
Pretty good. Sure, it's a busy day, right?
Craziness. So first up, Britney Spears, a story that's been picking up steam all week. And I dug into it a bit yesterday. But now, of course, in the wake of the ongoing legal battle over her conservatorship, the fan-launched Free Britney movement, and this framing Britney Spears Hulu documentary, Britney herself is finally smoking out, right? And can you take me through what she posted on social media and what you think it means?
That's right. It's always, there's always a lot of decoding that happens with Britney posts. And it also might just be that we all need to stop trying to decode it because there's no hidden message and it's all just, it might just be what it is. But there's so much mystery now that shrouds this whole issue. So she basically seemed to be touching on like what her life is like and that she is just trying to be normal. It doesn't directly address all the swirling controversy and all of the reactions to this documentary, but it definitely is not in a vacuum. And I'm sure she's aware of all of that. We keep hearing her, both her and her boyfriend, using the word normal, that she just wants a normal life. But it's also, she's got this like, you know, inner conflict between loving to perform and being such an amazing natural performer who appears to often go into like long extended periods of her career where she's really thriving and working hard and doing all this stuff to having these periods of time where she doesn't want to be on the stage. And she said to her fans that, you know, she always loves performing, but right now she just wants to focus on trying to be a normal person.
Yeah. And I like, she definitely seemed to throw to the documentary a little bit when she was talking about how, you know, you think you know, but you have no idea. Like her statement was essentially saying,
absolutely,
to your point about her performing, like immediately after she comes out with this statement, she puts up a video of her performing Toxic.
I know. It's like, she obviously, you know, I don't really know what to make of it. It's like she obviously loves that element of things. She also maybe loves the power that she now has via her Instagram that she didn't used to have of like being able to mess around with us and make us really wonder what's going on. I mean, like part of the thing that was so compelling in the documentary was just how out of control she felt for so long with, you know, the paparazzi and just this kind of crazy machine that she couldn't turn off. You know what I mean? And it's like the world is very different. The whole media landscape is so different now and the stars do have control via their social media to just kind of say whatever they want to say or leave us scratching our heads sometimes, right?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll know more tomorrow. There's a hearing for her conservatorship. And of course, we know that that's been ongoing. So we'll see what happens there and what she posts about it. But on to another star who's embroiled in a legal struggle right now, Shia LaBeouf. So, of course, the FKA Twigs abuse allegations came out not too long ago. And other women, other exes of his came forward alleging abuse as well. And now what are we hearing today that's happening with his career?
It's interesting. So what we've learned is that he's seeking some kind of treatment. He's actually been in treatment for about a month. Nobody was available to comment and specify exactly what the treatment is for because he acknowledged in a statement that he was abusive and there's, you know, allegations of violent behavior that might indicate some kind of anger problem, but he also acknowledged having an alcohol problem. So we're not sure exactly the specific nature of what the treatment is, but he's been in treatment for about a month. And what it appeared they wanted people to know is that he's on a hiatus with his agency. So he obviously had like the gold, you know, standard agency CAA representing him. And he's on hiatus with them. That's kind of an unusual move. People who go to rehab don't necessarily always, I haven't necessarily heard that that correlates with any kind of break with your agency.
But yeah. They're saying he's not fired, right?
They just said that he's not with them currently so that he can go to treatment. You know, what can that indicate? That could maybe indicate that he doesn't have any plans to try to like look for work right now because he's fully focused on recovery and treatment.
Do you feel like he has almost fallen into the line? Because this isn't the first controversy that's come his way by far. Fallen into that line of just not that child actor, child star. It's almost like a trope at this point. But do you feel like that's something that he was up against throughout his career?
I feel like he got a lot of passes and I feel like he was able to, have vaguely scandalous things happen and just recover, pivot, whatever. Like there were reports of bad behavior on movie sets going back years and years and years. And, people still kept booking him and he still kept getting work and stuff like that. And I think that this might be a signal that this is very serious and that the industry is handling it in a different way than they may have once done. And who knows what'll happen next. It all depends on how the person really acts, right?
Yeah. And also the court case. I mean, he could be held liable for all of this. Thanks for that, Charlotte. Kardashians.
Oh, yes. Kardashians. Love that.
Let's just get into a little reality TV. So Dear Kim, she took to social media with a portrait of that North, her eldest daughter, had drawn, and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It was like, how old is North now?
She's 7. Yeah,
7 years old. Yeah. This is like just a savant. But she got a lot of pushback from people saying she didn't draw that and she didn't do this. Where are you lying? But what did Kim say to the haters?
I just have to say, this is my favorite story of the day because it's just hilarious. It's so funny. She was fuming mad. She's super duper mad that people didn't think that her daughter really painted this painting. And she lashed out in all caps and she's like, don't ever talk about my children. And she basically explained that unlike the rest of us schmoes out there, North has been receiving artistic instruction for quite a long time in the art of oil painting. And as a matter of fact, she did paint this spectacular landscape with all of these advanced brush strokes.
Move over Bob Ross.
Totally.
So Northwest is coming.
She said that not only is Northwest an extraordinarily talented painter, but that Kanye as a child was a very good artist. And she showed some pictures as evidence of that. Of course, we don't know what age he was when he painted those, but
five.
Oh, well, I live, my 6-year-old gave me a painting for Christmas and I thought it was really cute, but it's like, yeah. I did not believe that North painted that herself personally, but I was convinced. Sure. She has,
if you have that, and I think that's the thing. It's that North is just this sweetie. She's such a cutie and she is talented. You can tell just in all of the posts and her spirit. But I think, bringing that extra information into it out of the gate would have been, a little better served for the post to say after years of instruction by this art teacher, this is what North has done. She's so talented, as opposed to just look, because, when other people are putting up their kids' chicken scratch pictures.
That picture was crazy, crazy adult looking.
Charlotte, before you go, there's some breaking news. There's a surprise announcement that People is getting exclusively. What's going on out there?
Yeah, so figure skater Adam Rippon is engaged to his boyfriend of several years. It's really cute. They got engaged in Finland, which is where his boyfriend is from. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name because it's Finnish and it's a little challenging, but it's really cute. They apparently decided together that they were going to do this and picked out rings for one another. And then they got down on one knee and proposed in both directions. It's really sweet. It's very cute news. And we're really happy for them.
Well, you heard it here. People exclusive going into Valentine's Day. I love that. Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up, People's Julie Jordan takes us into her exclusive interview with Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Well, it's that time of year and love is in the air, but more importantly, it's all over the cover of People. This week, we highlight three celebrity couples, Al Roker and Deborah Roberts, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen, and then Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi DeGeneres, talking to them about how they keep their love alive despite globetrotting and booming careers and kids in some cases. Today, I'm joined by one of the best interviewers in the game, People's own Julie Jordan, to discuss her time with Ellen and Portia for this week's issue. Hi, Julie. How are you feeling?
I'm good. It's so fun to be here. I'm so excited that you're doing this, and this is a whole new world here, people. It's awesome.
I know. Podcast. Check us out.
That's amazing. Well,
I'm just excited because I get to talk to you guys more than we actually do because we're not in the office anymore. And about these stories that we're doing that I feel like are just, it's just good for the moment. It has been a tough, tough run since last year into this year. And now we can just focus on love this week, right? So take me into this interview with Ellen and Portia. They have been through a lot this past year, like everyone else. But what were your first impressions of sitting down with them and how they're doing right now in this moment?
Yeah, well, I've interviewed them together and separately many times over the years. I actually did the cover for their wedding when we had that exclusively. So it was kind of full circle to do this interview with them. Mm-hmm. They were in the backyard at their Montecito home, and we did it via Zoom, of course, to be safe and socially distanced. And they're so easy with one another. It's so nice to see how far they've come in the last 12 years of marriage. They waited until, you know, gay marriage was legal in California to get married. And they just really have figured out what they want in life.
Well, that's where they are now, but let's go back. Let's go back into the past. Like, tell me a little bit about Ellen and Portia, their meet cute, I guess, as it was. Well, actually, let's listen to them tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll talk about the beginning of this relationship.
I think the first time I saw you was at a concert for Rock the Vote, and she was with some friends. I was with some friends, and I just have this memory of her walking very quickly backstage, and I was running to catch up to her. I just remember running backstage after her and just thinking that she was the coolest, most fascinating, beautiful, funniest person I'd ever met. But I, at the time, was closeted. I really wasn't comfortable with my sexuality, and she was obviously very open about hers. And I just knew that being with her would be a bit of a thing for me at the time. So we didn't get together after that for about 3 years.
Okay. So tell me the circumstances that brought you together 3 years later.
We were at an award show. We were at Big in 04, a VH1.
It's very Hollywood, really.
Yeah. And we saw each other there and started talking. And that was it.
Well, actually, a year before that, see, this is a very long, drawn out story, but a year before that, I was doing a photo shoot for Arrested Development, and she was in another studio doing a photo shoot for Mother's Day with her mom. And I mean, I'd obviously had a crush on her for 3 years, and she came in to see me, but I had one of those paper masks on my face because I was getting my makeup done. And when she walked in, I went bright red. I just blushed, but she couldn't tell because I had this paper mask on my face. But she came over to say hello to me. And I thought, why is Ellen coming over to say hello to me? So after that, I grabbed Jeffrey Tambor for moral support and I walked into her photo shoot and I saw her from across the room and she turned around and it was like an arrow went through my heart.
And so when I was aiming the arrow, I wasn't aiming at her, but it was a prop for the photo shoot and it hit her. So
yeah. Right in the heart.
Right in the heart.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
It's the cutest story, right?
Yes.
Like, and just a little arrow through the heart. Like, we can't write that stuff. Like, that's what we try to come up with, right? When we're dealing with that.
Well, can't you see, like, Portia chasing after her? Because, you know, Portia was not, when they very first met, Portia was not out of the closet. So, and Ellen, of course, was very public with her sexuality. So Portia knew if she was going to be with Ellen, that it was going to have to take a leap of faith and she was going to have to put love first and put all her other worries aside, her career, her family, everything.
You bring up a good point. Like, it's a fairy tale life, but it is one of the best known fairy tales, I guess, because Ellen and Portia are by far one of the most public, well-known LGBT couples out there. And with everything that was going on in the country at that time, like, it could be a very difficult place to be in. Let's listen to a little bit about what they had to say about just being the poster couple, couple for LGBT.
Poster child. Yeah.
You know, I just got to a point where I just chose love over anything else, over career, over what other people could possibly think of me, my family. I really just thought this is a once in a lifetime feeling that I'm going to have. And so few people actually get to have this. And I couldn't just throw it all away because I was worried about my job on Ally McBeal or whatever it was. And I just thought, this is something I need to do, just be true to myself. And she really did help me through it just by being there and just being my rock. And she made me really feel like there was nothing wrong with being gay. And I think that's the first time in my life I felt that was true.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's hard because you'd never want to be a representative for millions of people. Like, everyone is different. Mm-hmm. Everyone is unique and their stories are all unique. We just happen to be two openly gay women that this is how we live and this is how we feel and this is how we think. And, you know, I'm very proud if I can help people. I think representation is something that's definitely needed in every area of life and for every group of people. So if we can be, you know, that for a group of people, that's great. But I certainly don't ever want to represent a whole group of people because it's not fair to anybody.
Well, so one of the things that Portia said there that really stuck out to me is that Ellen was her rock and she was really her support system in going through that. And I feel like, you know, just in recent years, Portia has, repaid that tenfold. There's been a lot that Ellen has been through. And let's go back to just last year. What did they say about all the controversy surrounding Ellen's show and the toll that took on their relationship and how they weathered that?
Portia said that it was devastating for both of them. And she needed to be there for Ellen because obviously Ellen wanted to fix this. She knew, you know, this was not something she ever wanted to happen. And it was clear that the controversy was heartbreaking, like, for both of them equally.
Yeah, Julie, back up for me a little bit because I don't feel like I explained it really well. Can you take us through, like, what that controversy was for Ellen?
Sure. Well, there were former employees who alleged a toxic work environment through various scenarios and various circumstances. And Ellen has always out of the gate said or had the intention of creating a positive environment, making sure everyone that worked for her loved being there.
So it's the happy show.
Yes, it's, you know, be kind. That's her mantra. Yeah. So to have the realization that was not happening truly was like, it just rocked her world.
Yeah. Let's hear what they said about the scandal and the show and all of that and how they got through that.
Gosh, it was just such a shock to both of us. And we were both really devastated because from day one, the most important thing for Ellen was that everybody who works on her show felt valued and really enjoyed coming to work. And also, I mean, they'd built a family too over 18 years,
19
yeah. years of being together. I mean, they were like my family too. So to hear that anybody had any kind of negative experience was really awful. But you know, Ellen got on top of it right away. I mean, she was truly incredible. And I mean, she's still continuing to work with everybody to make sure that they have a great positive experience. And, you know, she was really strong and a really good leader and made sure that, you know, everything was taken care of.
It broke my heart, you know, it broke my heart. That was my family. And
Can you, or do you want to at least say, I don't know if you can put it into words, how much it meant to you, Ellen, to have Portia in your corner and the fact that she was just beyond there for you?
I mean, yeah, I can't really put it into words other than to say I couldn't have gone through everything I went through without her. It was a horrible time in my life, and she was a rock. You know, she was the person who kept me going and tried to help me put things in perspective. And
that's what wives are for, really.
Oh, that's what I love about your interviewing, Julie. You just get in there. You're asking the question.
And you know what? They now on the other side of it, I think they're filled with more gratitude than ever.
So tell me, did anything surprise you about this interview, about them?
I know them. I'm always still amazed at just how cute they are together, which sounds so strange because they're mature women and we're supposed to be all, you know, but they're so cute. They're extremely affectionate with one another. And it's just nice because it's funny. There's a lot of unspoken words between them, but it really demonstrates, you know, their body language and how they move through this world. They really are a united front.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Julie, thank you so much for taking me into this cover story and into their world a little bit. Really appreciate
you. They really are amazing. And they're kind of, you know, for a relationship, I think the best advice I got from them was no matter how hard it is, always be honest with each other. Like strip it bare, unpack it and talk it out, and then you can get through anything. And I told my husband that when I got the interview.
You know what, Doug, where is he? Thank you.
Seriously, go tell him.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Janine.
That was People's Julie Jordan giving a look inside her interview with Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, one of three couples on the covers of People's new Love Issue. For much more on them and the others, head over to People.com and People TV and pick up the issue on stands Friday. Before you go, a little something to make you smile. Are you a cat person? Well, Texas attorney Rod Ponton is adamant that he is not. In the midst of speaking during a very important court hearing that was being held over Zoom, Ponton could not figure out how to turn off the cat filter on his Zoom video, which rendered him an adorable kitten for the judge and all others to see. Just listen.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
Everyone took it in stride, and since he's become an internet sensation thanks to #catlawyer, well, quarantine strikes again. Thanks for listening. Chat tomorrow.